This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. But you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
I want you to open your Bibles with us for the first epistle of John, the second chapter, the first epistle of John, the second chapter, that we might hear and obey the commands of God. The first epistle of John, the second chapter. When you're there, let me hear you say amen. And the seventh verse of the second chapter of the second epistle of John, we find there a word from the Lord. Brethren, the seventh verse, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I want to talk this morning for a few minutes. God's commandment of love. God's commandment of love. Let us bow our heads. Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, once again, you've allowed us to come together as a church, as the ecclesia, as those who have been called out, all out. Of the world. Yeah. One that used to sit in darkness. Now we have seen a great light. Yes, sir. And Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts and our minds. And not only to this body of people that have gathered themselves together, but to this nation who is now bewildered, upset and divided. But Lord, your love will overcome and will cover over a multitude of sin. So Father God, let love fall down like the rains from heaven. Let love roll in our hearts that we might be known as children of God. Help us, Father God. Help the Martin family this morning. Help the Zimmerman family this morning. And help us have a nation to come together that we may know your commandment to love one another in the name of Jesus. Do we pray? Amen and amen. It is befitting that we might talk about love today. Some of your eyes have been glued to the TV, waiting and anticipating the outcome of a trial. Hoping that justice would be delivered. But as we stopped the other day just to try to find out if the verdict was back in, the jury still out. Went on about my business. And as I sat down to this morning, heard the verdict is in. Not guilty. We must understand that we will not have perfect justice in this world until Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom. But while we are still here upon this earth, the Bible says we must abide by the rules and regulations of the laws. So there's no need to fret about it. No need to. We must remind ourselves, as the Martin family is in church themselves, trying to find some peace, trying to find some understanding, looking for justice from a higher court. You don't know what I'm talking about. Looking for justice from a higher court means that God is always in charge, even when it seems as though things are not going in our favor. God is in charge. There's never a time where God is not in charge. As we look at John, look at that second chapter and begin to look at that seventh verse, and backing up, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself so to walk even as he walked. And Jesus loved everybody, even in spite of themselves. And may I add this morning, the Lord loves Zimmerman too. Amen. Because we too, we've never been in court, some of us. But we've been tried. We've been weighed in the balance. And our sins is ever before us. But God is a forgiving God. Aren't you glad that God is a, you can't sing this morning Amazing Grace without applying it to somebody else that you think is better than you are. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we can only have love in the midst of these walls, then I say that we are hypocrites. But our love must go farther beyond what we see happening in the media. God is stronger than that. It is difficult to define love. The Bible often speaks of the importance of showing our love toward God and toward one another. It is impossible to love both God and the world at the same time. Yes, the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:24 says, no one can be a slave to two masters, since either he will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God and of money. What do you love? What do you love? True love will do three things. True love will do three times. True love will respect. Huh? Do you respect one another? Do you respect one another? True love will obey. True love will respect. And true love will obey. And true love will serve. Yes, in order for you to have a horizontal relationship with one another, you got to have a vertical relationship with God first. I don't know how to love you unless I know that God loves me. The only way that I love Jesus is because he first loved me. He loved me when I wasn't right. He loved me when I was a sinner. He loved me when I was a backslider. He loved me when I didn't do right. He loved me when I didn't speak right. He loved me in spite of myself. Anybody want to know anything about the love of God? The love of God. When a person loves God, he will not desire the world. The world wants revenge. The world say, we got to get, Zimmerman back. It's not up to you to get him back. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He said, not you. He said, I will repay. Vengeance is mine. Even when you look like you're getting away with something, anybody ever been there? Even when you look like you're getting away with something, you're not getting away with nothing. Don't you know that you got to live with yourself? And self will remind you what you did. And then even the worst person got a little bit of God in them that'll tap them on the shoulder and say, you were wrong. Even though others said you were right, your godly conscience will say you were wrong. And that person, you got to get up with them in the morning. Amen? You got to get up with you in the morning. You got to wash you in the morning. You got to lay down with you at night. You got to go to the grocery store with you. Everywhere you are there. Isn't that right? And everywhere, if justice wasn't done, everywhere you go, you are there, and your conscience reminds you. Until you find yourself at the very foot of God, saying, Lord, will you forgive me? Lord, will you help me? I hope that Zimmerman has a pastor that can come to him and help him. And I hope and pray that the Martin family is getting good counsel. That don't let the root of bitterness grow up in your heart. And you begin to walk around and hate folk. And hate folk because even if you don't know them. The commandment of love found in 7 through 11. The law of love is found in verse 7. The Old Testament taught love. Yeah, the Old Testament taught love. He said, do not take revenge or bear a grudge against members of your community. Don't do it. We can find ourselves so wrapped up in this case that we'll start hating folk and don't even know who they are. You start hating Zimmerman and you don't know the first thing about him. And that thing is called hate. Hate is a very deadly thing. Yeah, don't bear a grudge. He said, but love your neighbor as yourself. He said, I am Yahweh. I am God. Don't let this thing get you down. True love will do three things. I told you, respect, obey, and serve. Yes. Should love our neighbors as ourselves. He said, what is the greatest commandment? He said, the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. What? First commandment is love the Lord thine God. All the heart, mind, and soul. The second is to love your neighbor, as you love yourself. For no man ever hated himself. So all over the nation, I hope and pray ministers are talking about love. Because we got enough hate in this country. We got enough hate. Enough people hate. Black folk hate black folk. You ain't got to be white to hate them. There was a time when dark people hated high yellow people. Because they thought they were better. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. There was discrimination even in colleges among those who are light-skinned people. We are haters of our own race. What are we doing hating somebody else? We discriminate against our own people. Get down off your high horse. Now, verse 8 says again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him, talking about Jesus, and in you, because the darkness is past. See, when darkness is past, you love your enemy. When darkness is present, you hate your enemies. How do you know that you're in darkness or in light? Shows whether or not you love or you hate. If you love, you're in light. If you hate, you're in darkness. There is no middle ground. There is no flickering light. You either hate or you love. So we went along with some of us with the nation and hating Zimmerman because of maybe of the color of his skin or some other reason. But if you look at yourself, the Bible says, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You are no better than Zimmerman. You are some murderers. There are some murderers among us today. There are some murderers among us today. Amen. The Bible says, if you hate your brother, then you are a murderer. If you hate your brother, You are a murderer. And you can murder people and not lay a hand on them. You can kill them with your mouth. Amen. Do we have anybody with some two-edged swords in their mouth? They kill you with their mouth. I didn't touch you, but I destroyed your character. I tried to destroy who you were. I talked you down. I said that you were no good. I say that you were this and that and this and that, and I put the rumor out. But how can we say we love God whom we've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? How can you say that? You never seen God. Yet you say you love him, but you say you hate your brother who you see every day. How can you say that you're saved and you hate Zimmerman with a hate and you never knew he wasn't there? The verdict is in. The jury has gone home. But the stain of hate is on the hearts of America, as if we didn't need to hate anymore. The Bible says love one another. It didn't give you a conditional clause. It didn't say love one another if they treated you right. It didn't say love one another if they dress like you dress. It didn't say love one another if they had a cane stain color your skin. It didn't say love one another if they did you right. It said love in spite of hate. Love one another. Hatred. One who says he is in the light but hate his brother is in the darkness until now. You say, wait a minute. Zimmerman ain't my neighbor. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. I am your neighbor. Your neighbors sit beside you. They don't have to live beside you, but they live in the same world that you live in. And even though you don't know the man, in your heart can become a root of bitterness. So bitter that you can go to work and begin to dislike people because of the outcome of a trial on television. And that's nothing but the trick of the devil. So what you do is you waste your spiritual energy hating. And it gets all in your heart and you say, it's the white man. It ain't the white man. We're our own enemies. We won't go to school. We won't do right. White man ain't doing nothing to us. We need to stop hating. Hatred. One cannot be a Christian and retain hate in his heart and life. He cannot be a Christian and retain hate in your heart. I don't care what they hear. Reverend, you don't know what they did to me. But you got to let the love of God take over. Sometimes you got to pray hate out your heart. Lord, help me to love them in spite of themselves. Help me. I know what they did to me. But Lord, let love come into my heart and let me love my enemy. Because love overcomes evil. If you love one another, but if you go home and you look at the outcome of this thing and you start hating one another and you watch people ride down the street a living and say, I can't stand them people. Them people, those people are God's people, just like you are. What? Because you are black, what gave you a monopoly on God? What gave you a monopoly on God? Because you are a certain nationality, a certain color. Us been serving God. Us been what? Who made you? Who made God and put him in a little box just for you? Why is it that God only works for you and don't work for somebody else? Why is it that God will forgive you of all the sin you've done, but you won't let God forgive somebody else? I'm so glad God is God all by himself. There's not a court in the nation that God needs God. It's God all by himself. And when you feel like justice is not done, then you go to God. First off, you go to God. When you feel like people have done you wrong, take it to Jesus. I'm through now. There was a story about a slave. And this slave had two boys. And the slave master, oh Lord, whipped those two boys for little or nothing. And they went home to their mother. And they began to cry out to their mother. And the mother was a praying woman. You know how it is when mothers pray. Oh Lord. And this mother, yeah, help bandage up the wounds on her children. And the mother asked the boys, why did the slave master whip you? The boys said, we can't understand why. Oh, Lord. And you know how it is when people do you wrong. You want revenge. But the old slave woman knew something that the slave master didn't know. The old woman knew how to get a prayer through.
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. But you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernon, PR, at bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.